I feel like we're the last ones standing. Like, there was TV here, the racing sausages. I saw Bernie. I think Barrel Man was around. Ballpark even starting to clear out now. But we are hanging out at American Family Field ahead of Brewers-Mets today. 4:32 first pitch. Again, catch it over on 620 WTMJ. Somebody you heard quite a bit on 620 WTMJ this summer, Josh Maurer, joining us. Josh, thanks so much for hanging out, being here, bud.
I love the Back to the Future rejoin.
So it is. It's for. I don't even know how we started this, why we do it, but every Tuesday on
Huey
our show,
Lewis.
Yeah, we celebrate Huey Lewis in the news. So it's a Hughes Day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Love it.
So I've got
me fired up for the appearance.
We've asked. We asked Rick Schlesinger this. We asked Tom Heck this. What moments from the 2024 season do you think defines this Brewers team?
Boy, that's a great question. The moment that defines the season, well,
it doesn't necessarily define the season or the team or however you want to interpret it.
Yeah, I guess the day that I'll remember the most, and that I think most people would say, would be a couple of Wednesdays ago when they clinched the division against the Phillies, and they actually had clinched
earlier
the Central Division earlier in the day with the Cubs loss, but then came out, played a great game, won on a walk-off, and got to celebrate as if they had clinched because they won the ballgame themselves. I think that'll be the most memorable day from what happened this year. But there have been so many moments throughout the season that led to that. I think back to an early game in May in Kansas City where the Brewers are down in the ninth inning and down to a last strike, and Willie Adames hits a three-run home run that wins the game against a Royals team that turned out to be really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was one of my first inklings that this team might have something special to it. I mean, let's just go back, actually, to the very, very beginning, the first three games of the season back in late March, 6 months ago, were against the Mets. And they start out against David Stern's team. It was David Stern's first games as the Mets president of baseball operations, and the Brewers swept them. And it made you think, wait a minute, everybody's talking about this is a Brewers team this year that might take a step back. Were we wrong in that assessment? And surely we were. And you started seeing that pretty early on. But the best thing about this team is that they never really had too low of a valley. They were the only team in Major League Baseball that never lost four games in a row the whole year. That's really hard to do. Over the course of 162 games, you're going to go into a funk for a week. But that never really happened with this team. And Pat Murphy did such a remarkable job at the helm. I think that's the biggest reason that things went the way that they did.
Well, you mentioned Murph, and he was still so new when we talked to you again 6 months ago. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago when you joined us for opening day here. What stamp has he left on this team?
The biggest stamp, really. I think his fingerprints are all over everything that they've done. And for me, what Murph has done that has won him what should be a Manager of the Year award, he has molded a young group of players into guys that believe that they're the best team every night. And that's not easy to do because they're not always the best team. But they believe that they are. And they go out there and they think we should win every game that we play. And that's the way that they've competed. Do you win every game? No, but they won 93. And this is a team that was projected by most to have a losing record, winning fewer than 80. So I think the way that he instilled that confidence in this group, making them believe that, hey, this is our division, even though the prognosticators didn't think that it should be, they believe that it should be.
Josh Maurer, Brewers broadcaster, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So this is the Chewy. I mean, Chewy's gone. He's overseas and in Greece. So this is the Chewy honorary question. I feel like he's asked everybody this that has had something to do with baseball that's joined. What did the experts get so wrong? How did they get it so wrong about this Brewers team? Because, again, the one I always rely upon is I did a show on ESPN Radio with Buster Olney around the All-Star break. And he said, Gabe, I owe the entire city of Milwaukee an apology because I said that any one of those teams in the National League Central can win that division, except for the Brewers. And they were the first team to win their division in all of Major League Baseball.
And it was never really even in question, to be honest with you.
That was the All-Star break. They had like a 6 or 7 game lead at that point.
Yeah. Well, and you kept waiting and hoping this wouldn't happen, but you kept waiting for it to tighten up the divisional race, and it never did. What did they get wrong? Well, I think they underestimated the ability of the Brewers to adapt to a different style of baseball. the way that they played this year, the aggressiveness on the base paths, the chasing runs without hitting a lot of home runs, that was certainly a big part of it. The offense was actually more prolific this season than it was last year.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost some names from last year, and they only had a healthy Christian Yelich for about 40-45% of this season. The other thing that they got wrong is I don't know that people realized how special some of these young guys, especially Jackson Churio, were going to be immediately. And after 2 months of a little bit of struggling, Jackson Churio was one of the best players in baseball, not just one of the best rookies. But since June, Jackson Churio has been a top 15 player in the sport. And he's been batting at the top of the order, playing left field every day as a 20-year-old. And then again, I think there's that belief in the culture here that has helped this Brewers team be just a step or two above everybody else in the Central Division from day one.
Willie Adames said yesterday, the clubhouse, it just feels different. Something just feels different. As somebody who gets to be around the team as a broadcaster, does it feel different to you this year versus last year?
I think it does. And it's hard to put your finger on why. I guess it's easy to just say, well, there are different people. And there's going to be, when the rosters are set this morning, probably only around 10 players that were active for the wild card series last year against the Diamondbacks that'll be active for this series against the Mets this year. So that's a big change, considering there'll be 26 active players. Only 10 of them are going to be the same guys. So people are different. But I think Pat Murphy being in charge has made it feel a little bit different. Yeah, it is. It's hard to put your finger on it. But there is a swagger to this team. It's almost like, Gabe, they don't know what they don't know.
Well, no, but that's to me, you know, when you have a young, youthful team, it can go one of two ways, you know, that they can realize, oh, this is the big leagues. This is a lot of times when you're Jackson Churio and you're 20 years old, I mean, how long has he been like the best player on his team? Like everywhere he's gone, he's always been the best player on his team. And yes, I guess it took him a couple of months to, oh, I'm at the big leagues. But he just kind of found that, oh, yeah, that's just baseball. I'm really good at baseball. And as you mentioned, the last 4 months, he's been one of the top players in the sport.
I can't wait to watch him in the postseason because I get the feeling, being around Jackson and watching the way that he's gone about his business the entire year, I get the feeling that he's even got another level, an extra gear that he can move it into in the postseason when the lights are brighter and there's national television every game. The eyes of the sport are watching. I have a feeling that Jackson's going to do something really special here in October, and hopefully it starts here today.
Who's the unsung hero of the 2024 Brewers?
I'm not going to give you one. I'm going to give you a couple.
Okay. Well, that's why I want, because it's a tough question, because it feels like everybody's had their moments at different points.
Yeah, I want to start with Trevor McGill. Trevor McGill, for more than half of the season, was the team closer. He had never had a save in his major league career until this year. And then all of a sudden, he became one of the better closers in baseball while he held the role for Devin Williams until Devin came back. And as many close games as the Brewers played, especially early in the year, it felt like every game was a one or a two-run game. Trevor McGill was the biggest reason, I thought, early in the year that the team was in first place. His emergence as the closer that was able to hold down the fort. So there's one. Starting pitching, there have been a cavalcade of guys. what is it, 16 different guys started the game this year. But Colin Ray, who didn't end the season, I know, the way that he wanted to, perhaps ran out of gas a little bit in the final month. But Colin was such a rock. He did, every time the Brewers handed him the ball, he gave the team a chance to win just about. And that's the biggest thing. At the end of the day, do you win the game? And for most of the season, when Colin pitched, the Brewers won like 75% of those games. He didn't always get those wins, but he gave you the opportunity to win. So of the starting rotation, I'd give Colin the nod. And, you know, Rhys Hoskins' numbers aren't gaudy.
Yeah.
The batting average is around 200. But he hit 26 home runs, and I can't tell you guys how important the leadership was to this team that Rhys brought. Pat Murphy uses the term pillar. We have pillars here in this team, and Christian Yelich is one, and Willie Adames is one. And Rhys Hoskins' addition as one of those important pillars of the club, I can't underestimate how important that was to have him on this team this year. And by the way, I know, yeah, he batted whatever it was, 215. But the hits that he got, they always seem to be impactful.
Well, he's been a Mets killer just about his entire career. And, well, the Mets are going to be playing here against the Brewers later today at 4:32. So hopefully he continues that for the Brewers into the postseason. Josh, thank you so much for the time, bud. Thanks for getting up early. Thanks for jumping on.
You bet, Gabe. Good having you guys here. It's going to be a fun day.
Oh, should be a great day. Josh Maurer, Brewers broadcaster, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How worried are we about the kicking situation in Green Bay? We dive into that next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.